Today's daf is Menachas Daf Tezayin. We will begin from the Mishnah on the top of Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. So the context, again, of the halachas of Pigel, specifically as it relates to Menachas. Up the Mishnah, Pigel b'koimetz, v'loi b'levoyna. If a koyein had a machsheves Pigel while he was being makter the koimetz, but he did not have that same machshava while he was being makter the levoina. Bil levoina, v'lei b'koimetz. Or he had the machshava while he was being makter the levoina, but he did not have the machshava while he was being makter the koimetz. Rameir Omer Pigel v'chayav an olav karis. Rameir says he had a machsheves Pigel. It's chal the pigle. If somebody eats from this mincha, he's going to be chayiv karis. The chachamim say, "Ein by karis achi yifagel b'chol amater." It's true the carbon's going to be pasul. From that standpoint, the machsheves pigle does impact the carbon, but at the same time, there's no chayiv karis, and the reason is because he wasn't mefagel in the entire matter. Of course, the rest of the story, as we've seen briefly over the last few dafin, is that the Haktara of the Koimetz and the Haktara of the Levoina were both parts of the Haktara of the Mincha, and they together were Matar the Shiyarei HaMincha. So that being that it's the Haktara of the Koimetz and the Levoina in tandem that are Matar, if you look at the Haktaras HaKoimetz and the Haktaras Levoina independently, each one is a Chatzi Matar. They're flip sides of the same coin. It's they together, Beshutvis, via this partnership that accomplished the heter, meaning each one in of its own is only a chatzi. Rameir holds mefaglim b'chatzi matter, so that it doesn't matter that you're only mefagl during the Akhtaras HaKoyimetz, or you're only mefagl during the Akhtaras Levoina. At the end of the day, it's a machsheves pigel, and it has all the halachas of pigel. One of the halachas is karis. If somebody's going to eat from this mincha, he's going to be chayiv karis. The chachamim say it's true if someone's mefagl b'chatzi matter, it's chal pigel, but only with regards to making the carbon possible. As it relates to the chayiv karis, for that you'd have to be mefagel in the entire matter. Ein by karis achi yefagel b'chol matter. So if the koyin would have the machsheves pigel during the haktaras koymetz and the haktaras levoina, then there would be karis. Being that he was only pigel b'koymetz v'loy b'levoina, b'levoina b'loy b'koymetz, the halacha is ein by karis. Says the Mishnah, moed v'chom l'ramei, the chom moed ramei, b'minchas choytei, u'b'minchas kanois. What's unique about those two menachos? A lot of things. But as relates to this Mishnah, is there was no levoina. There was no levoina by the minchas choytei. There was no levoina by the minchas kanois. Being that there's no levoina, all there is the silas, all there is the koimitz. So shem pigel b'koimitz, if the koim would have a machsheves pigel while he was being makter the koimitz, shu pigel b'chayav an olav karis. Sha koimitz hu a matter. Because in this case, the haktaras hakoimitz is not a chatzi matter, it's the entire matter. There is no levoina. So where there's koimitz and levoina, like most menachas, pigel b'koimitz alone would not be a machsheves pigel as it relates to a chiyuv karis. As it relates to the minchas choyte and minchas kanois, being that there's no levoina, so pigel b'haktaras koimitz is not pigel b'chatzi matter, it's the entire matter. The halacha is you're going to be chayiv karis. So the Mishnah is now going to give two additional examples where this machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim are manifest. In other words, two other mishalim of a case of pigel b'chatzi matter. Zok the Mishnah shachad echem nakvasim. If a kohen shechted one of the kifsei atzeres, one of the shalmei tzibur lecho beis chalos lamachar. So we know the kifsei atzeres that were brought on Shavuos were matter in addition to the Shlomim itself, they were also matir shtei alechem. So there was a carbon mincha that was brought on Shavuos. It was the shtei alechem. It was mutter lachiva only after the avodu was done with the shalmei tzibur that were brought on Shavuos as well. So shachat echem and akvasim. If only one of the two kvasim were brought with the machsheves pigel, echem beis chalos lamachor, hikter echem and abazichin. Or if a koyim was makter one of the bezichin levoina, which were makter the lechem aponim bachila, lecho beis sedarim lamachor. Meir says pigel b'chayav and olav karetz. Meir says it's pigel. And even though he was only shachat echad min akvasim, and he was only hikter echad min abazichin, in other words, he was mefagel b'chatzi matter, it doesn't matter. Meir's shita is mefagel b'chatzi matter. The chachamim say in beikaris achi yivagel b'chol matter. Again, Meir. The chachamim l'shita sayu whether mefaglim b'chatzim matter or ein mefaglim b'chatzim matter. Shochet echem ben akvasim lecho mimenu lemachar. What would be if the koyein shechted one of the kvasim, one of the kivtzei atzeres, with a machsheves pigel? But the machsheves pigel was not eating the shtei halechem chutzlas mani, but rather it was to eat the basar of the shlomim itself chutzlas mani. So there the halacha is who pigel the chaveri kasher. And the Chachamim don't argue. Meaning everybody agrees, in this case, it's going to be a regular Machshavas Pigel. What's the reason? Because although Shachat Echad Min HaKvasim is a Chatzi Mater, it's only a Chatzi Mater as it relates to the Shtei Alechem. The two Kivsei Atzeres together are Mater the Shtei Alechem. Thus, each one of the Kivsei Atzeres is viewed as a Chatzi Mater, but only as it relates to the Shtei Alechem. As it relates to each individual carbon, the Kivsei Atzeres is like Garaf of any carbon. And just like every Shlabim, there was a part of it that was Nechel, so the Kivsei Atzeres also had a part of it that was Nechel. What was Matter, the Basar of the Kivsei Atzeres? The Avodah Sadam of each one of these Kvasim were Matter each Basar. So if a Kohen, therefore, would have a Machshavas Pigel while he was bringing one of the Kivsei Atzeres, but the subject of the Machshavas Pigel was the Basar of the carbon that he was bringing, that's not being mechasha b'chatzim matter, that's a matter sholeh. So the halacha is, shochat echom en akvasum lecho mimenu, that's where the emphasis is. If you were going to put quotations here, it'd be on the word mimenu, lemachar, achutz lezmanai, hu pigel, it's a regular pigel, the chaveri kosher, which is also a chiddush. The other keves is kosher, meaning the pigel only relates to this keves itself, it doesn't touch the other one. Lecho mechaveri lemachar, what if the kohen had a mind while he was bringing one of the kvasim to eat from the other keves lamacher, shneim ksherim. And this too is a chiddush, because you would have thought that maybe the two kvasim looked at as one. Meaning that's pashut, if a kohen's bringing one carbon and he has a mind that he's going to eat basar from another carbon, chutz lezmanai. Of course, that's not pigel. But here the two kvasim are ma'akiv each other. On some level, there is some energy that, you know, bounds them to each other. So there would have been a havam, you know, that maybe the halacha is that we look at them as one. Kamash malon, that not. But either way, the ikur theme, and really the primary sugi of today's daf, is this machloikas remain the chachamim, mefaglin b'chatzi mater, or ein mefaglin b'chatzi mater. And again, clear from the Mishnah, three examples. One example is every mincha. A mincha is made up of a koimitz and a levoina. If a koim would have a machsheves pigel while he was being makta the koimitz, but not while he was being makta the levoina, or while he was being makta the levoina, not while he was being makta the koimitz. He was mefagel b'chatzi mater. Is it pigel or is it not pigel? But two other examples is the shtei kivtzei aseres that were brought on Shavuos that were matter the shtei alechem, with the shnei bezichei lemoida that were brought every Shabbos that were matter the lechem upon him. If a koim would have a machsheves pigel during one, not during the other, would it be pigel or not? According to Rameh, it would be pigel. According to the Chachamim, it would not be pickle. Stating that, a very important machloikis amayuroim as it relates to this machloikis tanoim, and the first part of today's daf, literally, up until about a third of the way down on daf tezayin amid beis, is verbatim a sugya mesech tezvachim daf memalef. So it's really chazara for a gemara that we've already learned together. Zokti gemara amar rav. Rav said, machloikis, the machloikis remain the chachamim mishanosanus hakoimis b'shtiko ve'etzalavoyno b'machshavo. This machloikis remain the chachamim. Meaning, where did the chachamim hold? Ein mefagel b'chatzi mater, pigel b'koimis v'loy b'lovayno b'loyno b'loy b'koimis, it's not going to be pigel. Meaning, there's no chorus. That's only if the first haktara was done b'shtika, and the second haktara was done b'machshav. Abel Nosan, it's okay, it's b'machshav, but the first koyim would be mak to the koyimit, and you do it with a machshav as pigel. That's a levain b'shik, and then afterwards we'd bring the levain without a machshav as pigel. Divriya kol pigel. Everybody would hold its pigel. And even though the chachamim seemingly hold im mefaglim b'chatzi mater, but if the first haktara was done with a machshav as pigel, then even if the second haktara was not done with machshav as pigel, we say it's chal pigel in the second avoda as well. Shekolo oisal das rishayna hu oisal. Because it's a svaran o machshavos. Machshavos of lishma, the paiskim shtal besuta, ksivastam, sugis that we're going to learn together soon in Masechtas Menachos, by the way. So daf chof ches and on, we're going to learn sugis about Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. So it's kedai to hang in there and tough it through some of these very difficult sugis here at the beginning of Masechtas Menachos, because there's some really, really gishmaka sugis. I mean, these are the most gishmaka sugis, but again, some really nice sugis coming. But yeah. But regardless, so there's a svara of kaloisa, that's we shayna oisa. So once the kayin has a machshavas pigel during the first chatzi mater, the machshava somehow extends itself to the second chatzi as well. Shmuel amash shmuel argit. Shmuel said adayin hi machloikis. Not the same machloikis. Remain the chachamim that you have if the first haktara was done b'shtika, would be true if the first machshava was done b'mach. Meaning there's no such thing of kaloisa das rishayinu huaisa, and the chachamim shita they mefaglim b'chatzi matu would be true even if the first haktara was done with a machshava pigel and the second machshava was done b'shtika. Yes, Rava come along shmaito. So Rava was sitting down, he was saying over this machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Eis v'Rav Acha bar Rav Huna the Rava. So Rav Huna had a son whose name was Rav Acha, and he was sitting. He was one of Rava's talmidim. So he asked Rava Akasha. He said, I learned a braiso that discusses the machloikis from Meir and the Chachamim of Mefagim B'chatzi Mater, and that braiso adds language that I think is checkmate. It's a clear raya to one of these stodim. And this machloik is Rav and Shmuel. What's the price of a medvarim amurim? This machloik is a mefagim b'chatzim matter. No, this idea that if a kohen had a machsheves pigol, it's called a pigol. That's only if he had the machshava b'kmitza ubematan kli ubehiluch. It did it during the kmitza, during the equivalent thereof of the kabbalah, or he did it by the hilach avabali the aktara. But if the kohen was doing the aktara and then he had the machshavas pigol, and listen carefully to the lashon of the brayse, nosan es hakoymitz b'shtikiv es alavayim machshava. If first he did the koymitz and he didn't have a machshavas pigol, it was only by the aktara slavoyna that he had the machshavas pigol. Or nosan es hakoymitz b'machshava es alavayim b'shtika. Or first he had the machshavas pigol while he was being mocked to the koymitz, and then he was b'shtika. Remeo oymer pigol b'chayov and all of karis v'chachalim oymer main bekaris. What did Rav Acha braid Rav Huna want? K'toni Mia said Rav Acha, Nosen es hakoymitz b'machshava v'salavayna b'shtika. The braisa clearly covered its bases. It mentioned both possibilities. Where the kohen did the haktara, there's two parts to it. There's the haktara hakoymitz, the haktara salavayna. The chachamim hold, if he had a machshavas pigol during one, it's not going to be pigol. And it doesn't matter if first he had the machshavas pigol, or if it was second that he had the machshavas pigol. In either case, the halacha is, even if he was nosan as hakoymitz b'machshava v'salavoyne b'shtika, the halacha is going to be, it's not going to be pigol. What's the kasha? According to the mandama that holds, according to Rav, that says that if first he had the machshavas pigol and afterwards he was b'shtika, the halacha is that kol oisal das rishayin oisal. So why if first he had the machshavas pigol and this braisa and then he was b'shtika, do the chachamim maintain their shita? The halacha is only true at first he was nasan b'shtika and after it was b'machshava. Because at first it was b'machshava, even though he was only mefagel b'chatzi mater, but there's a new chalois pigol that's chal on the second half via this chiddush of kol oisal das rishayin oisal. So the Gemara says, Eima, you have no choice but to edit the braisa. Eima, v'kfar nasan v'salavoyna b'shtika meikari. You have to say that what the braisa means, not that he did the first one, the machshava, and then the levoina b'shtika, but you have to edit it and say, v'kfar nasan v'sal levoina b'shtika. But of course, the first haktara was done b'shtika, because if the first haktara was done with machshava, the chachamim are going to hold that it's pigol, because kol oisal das rishayin oisal. But the Gemara says, shtei tshuvas b'davar, two kashas. Chado dainu kamais, then it's the same case. So what are these two, it's not two possibilities, it's one possibility. V'oid, hotanya acharkach. The braisa says acharkach. Tirgum Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina says, I'll tell you a different teretz. But these days, maybe the braisa told him I wouldn't do a two kayana. Meaning that's part of kalaisa, that's what you're saying, is only true. If one kayan was makhted to the kayimitz and the levoina, he was makhted to the kayimitz with a machshavis pickle, the levoina was bishtika, you could say kalaisa, that's what you're saying. But if two separate kayanim did it, that's poshit, that Ruvain's machshavis pickle on the haktaras hakayimitz can't create a kalaisa, that's what you're saying, Shimon who's being makhted to the levoina. Senechanami, the braisa is a raya that if first the machshavas pigol happens, still the chachamim maintain their shita. But it's only if there's no kaloisa. And hocha b'mayaskinon, we're going to make an akimta, it's talking about it was beidet. But if it was one kayin, Rav's going to hold kaloisa, das rishayin uvaisa. Tashma, I'll bring you another rayot. Ba'medvar mamurim. When is it true that what? That if a kayin has a machshavas pigol while he's doing a zrika, that it's chal pigol, that's only b'dabim ani tamim al mizbeich hachitzen. That's only if he was doing a zrika on the mizbeich hachitzen. And the reason is, because on the mizbeich hachitzen, only one zrika is ma'akev. And being that only one zrika is ma'akev in the mizbeich hachitzen, if he had a machshavas pigol during that one zrika, it's pashut that it's going to be chal pigol. B'dabim ani tamim al mizbeich hapnimi. But as it relates to the zrikas of the mizbeich hapnimi, the 43 zrikas that were done on Yom Kippur. So what was the 43 zrikas? You need this for the cheshbon of the Gemara. There were 16 that were done on the Kodesh HaKadosh and Bein Abadim, 8 from the Dama Par, 8 from the Dama Sar, right? Two of the Chomesh Chatoyis HaPrimiyos were brought on Yom Kippur. There were 5 Chatoyis HaPrimiyos. Two of them are Mesachtes Hoyrius related. Two of them were brought on Yom Kippur. And you had the two that were on Yom Kippur was the Par that the Kohen Gadol brought, and then the Sar, one Sar went Lazazel, the other Sar went Lashem. The one that went Lashem was brought Bifnim. So the Kohen would take from the Dama Par and the Dama Sar, he would go into the Kodesh HaKadosh and Bein Abadim, and he would do 8 Hazoyis, Achas Lomayla, Veshev Lomata, but 8 Bein Abadim. 8 plus 8 is 16. Then he would repeat, do another 8 and 8 from the Dama Par and the Dama Sar respectively, on the Pareches. That was done on the Heichal. That's 32. He would then go to the Mizbeach, and he would do another 11 on the Mizbeach. Four on the four Karnois, like with every Chatos Primi. So there was four with every single Chatos, and then there was another seven that was done, Altir Yishon Mizbeach. We'll see later in the daf. There's other Shitas that hold. It was not 43, it was 47. There's Mandama that says 48. We learned all this together, Mesach Tizvach. But regardless, if you really want to break it up, there were three sets of Hazois that were done on Yom Kippur. There were the 16 that was done Ben Abad, 8 with the Dama Par, 8 with the Dama Sar. There were 16 that were done in the Heichal on the Pareches, 8 with the Dama Par, 8 with the Dama Sar. And then there was another 11 that was done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So says the Gemara, this that we say, one Zrika with one Machsheves pickle kills the entire carbon, that's only Bedamim Hanitonin al Mizbeach HaChitz. So then the halach is pigel bein berishoyna bein bishniya uvein bishlishes. Let's focus on the mem gimel of yom kippurim. Whether the machsheves pigel was berishoyna, the 16 bein abad, or it was bishniya, the 16 on the pareches, or it was bishlishes, the 11. That he had on that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So this is another application of the Machlokes remain the Chachamim, whether Mefagel B'Chatzim Matter or Mefagel B'Chatzim Matter. The three that we had in our Mishnah are all Menachos related. Whether it was a mincha, whether it was the lechem aponim, which was a mincha, the shtei alechem, which was a mincha, so it was all in the context of menachos. But here the Gemara is quoting a brisa that's mentioned in Zvachim Daf Mem Aleph, in the context not of menachos, of Zvachim. And over there you also have a nafkamina, an example of where you have a machloikis remain in the chachamim. What's the machloikis? The machloikis is with regards to the mem gimel hazois shel yom kippurim, and the shaila is if he was mefagel during the 16 bein abadim, but not heichol, 16 heichol, but not mizbeach apnimi. Says the brisa. According to Rav Meir, Pigo, Bein Berishoyna, Bein Bishnias, Bein Bishlishes, it's going to pick up the Chayav on all the cars. The Chum say, no, you have to be Mechfag of the Cholamap. What do we need? How does this relate to Machlekes Rav and Shmuel? K'toni Miya, very good. Pigo, Bein Berishoyna, Bein Bishnias, Bein Bishlishes. It sounds like it doesn't matter if you had Pigo during the first set or the second set or the third set. In all three cases, what we need is the Chachom I'm going to hold. There's no cars. What's the Kasha? If he had Pigo during the first set, it should be. Because once the Kohen Gadol had a Machsheves Pigo while he was doing the 16 Azois, Bein Abad, it was now chal pigel. It should be pigel. It's a right to Shmuel. It's a kasha and rav. What Yehuda just said. Then maybe here it's talking about where there were two different koyhanim that did the avodah. That's not possible. Kohen Gadol had to do it. Maybe the Kohen Gadol died. Maybe it became tame. Maybe it became possible. Whether if something happened to the koyin during the avodah, so the new Kohen Gadol that steps in, does he have to start from the beginning, or could he pick up? Say according to the Mandama that holds that he can come in middle. So maybe here too, we're talking about it was two different Kayanim Gedolim. One Kohen Gadol did the Hazois Bein Abadim, another one did it afterwards. Therefore, you don't say Kalois Al Das Rishayna Hu Oisa from one Kohen Gadol to the other Kohen Gadol. All you have is Pigel Bechatzim Mat, Chamomein Befagel Bechatzim Mat. But according to the Mandama that says that if a new Kohen Gadol had to step in during the day, he would have to start from the beginning. So then you can't have Beis Deyois. So Bal Karchach the Price is talking about where it was one Kohen Gadol. If it's one Kohen Gadol, Enochinami, he was only Mefagel B'chatzim Mater. But the price doesn't matter even if he had the Machsheves Pigel during the first set. Says the Gemara. Again, you have to edit the price. So the Gemara is going to make two attempts at editing the price, and then the end of the Gemara is going to say, Kasha. Even though the way we read the brisa was whether you pigo barishayna or bishniya or bishlishes, that's not the real way you're supposed to read the brisa. You're supposed to read the brisa if he was pigo barishayna and then he was quiet bishniya and then he was mefagel again bishlishes. It's over there the rabbanon say their shit. I why say the same koloisa das rishayna huaisa. He was pigo barishayna, then he was quiet bishniya. So say koloisa das rishayna huaisa and then bishlishes because. Of course, he had a machshavas pigel, it should be worse. Mara says, yeah. Don't read on Esau could die to Kaleisa das Rishayna Waisa. Because if he's relying on Kaleisa das Rishayna Waisa, Mahadur Pigulu Bishlish is lovely. Why is he having the machshavas pigel during the third set? So believe it or not, he's a Moisef Kareya. Sometimes more is less. The fact that he had a machshavas pigel during the third set. That shows Huver Adover on the Mafreya that he's not relying on Kaloisa Das Rishayna Oisa. So you're right, he was Mafago Barishayna, he was Shasak Bishneya, but you don't have a Kaloisa. But the Gemara says, Maskifla Ravashi. Ravashi was very angry with a Tkifus Midi shasak tani. That's what the Brisa says. I hear Elam Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi made it different. I came to Hakav and Mayaskinon. He goes to pick up Berishayna Ubeshniya, and you take out the word Ubeshlishes. He was mafagel Berishayna Ubeshniya, and then he was quiet Beshlishes. So you'll say, why shouldn't you say Kolat Oisal Das Rishayna Oisa? Damrina Oisal Gadai Tchal Oisal Das Rishayna Oisa. A similar svara. Mahader Pegule Beshniya. Again, take out the word Beshlishes Lamali. Why did he have to have a Machshav as Pegule Beshniya if he was relying on Kol Oisal Das Rishayna Oisa? So that's the, again, so it's not where he had the Machshav as Pegule Berishayna Beshniya Beshlishes. And you don't have to use the word Shasak, because you're right. Maskefla Ravashi, Midi Shasak Tani. How could you add in the word Shasak? We're not adding any words. What we're saying is Pegule Berishayna Ubeshniya, and you're just taking out the word Shasak. But the Gemara is, you're taking out the word Shlishes. But the Gemara says, Vabem Bank Tani. It still doesn't work because Lamaisa, you're still editing the Braisa. So it's not Maskefla. It's not Sotomu. You're not adding a word. Listen to the subtleties of the Gemara. To add the word Shasak, that's Maskefla Ravashi. Right? Not all kashas were created equally. Some are Maskefla, some are Masiv, some are Eini. Right? There's different Lashonis that the Gemara uses. Just showing where the Gemara feels. Yeah, either way. Va'bein bank tani, zok the Gemara, kasha, I hear. Amar mar, Meir says, pigel, v'chayov and olfkar. So Meir Shita is, mefaglin b'chatzi mater. And the Gemara over here asks a kasha, kama kulmasin nishtabru, meaning it's a kasha that is discussed in very great depth in the Briska Shiurim and by London, all over the world, we're going to do what we do. But regardless, the Gemara's kasha is a very, very brief Gemara. Meir holds mefagel b'chatzi mat, which means that if a kohen would have a machsheves pigel, let's talk about the case we just had, the mem gimel hazoyis of Yom Kippur, during the 16 of the Bein Abadim, or the 16 of... He's preparing already. Of the Pereiches, or during the 11 of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that would be enough to create a karas. Faith the Gemara kasha, we know that in order for pigel to be chal, you need atche yikruvu kol amatirim. We learned the Mishnah together last week. There's a halacha of hartzos kosher, kach hartzos pasul. Meaning, just like in order for a kosher carbon, you need four avoidos, so too in order for a carbon to have a chalis pigel, you need four avoidos as well. Now, you can't have four avoidos ksheirois in order to create pigel, because by definition, there was a machshavas pigel somewhere along the way, which made the carbon possible. So the way we explained it, just very simply, is you need a situation that dal mine the machshavas pigel, the carbon would otherwise be kosher. But the bottom line is, we know, mechti, karis le mechayiv, at she yikruvu kolamatir. There's no chi of karis in a machshavas pigel, at she yikruvu kolamatirim. D'omar, yeyrotze, it says the word yeyrotze in the parish of pigel, and we know karzos kacha kash. So it's possible. Maratzos kosh achi kolamatirim. Just like maratzos kosh, you need to be makrivol the matirim. Afratzos pasul achi kivol kolamatirim. What's the Gemara's kasha? According to Rav Meir, herakasha, kiven the chashu babifneim. Once the koyen gadol had a machsheves pigel while he was doing the hazoyis bein abadim, pasle the carbon became pasul. Of course, it became pasul. It's pigel now, right? It became pasul. It's kimadi behechol when he does a zrika in the hechol. Ma'ay ba'almu the kamadi. He's doing zrika with water. Because the dam is possible. So what makes it dam? The chshivas of dam is not that it's blood. The chshivas of dam is the chshivas, the halachic status of dam. And being that this is not dam anymore, from a halachic standpoint, it's possible. So for all intents and purposes, it's maya ba'alma. How could you do a hazah with maya ba'alma? What's going on over here? Rabbi said, Mishkachas lo barba, pon barba sirim. You have to say it's talking about where they didn't use the dam that the Koyin did the Hazor with Bein Abadim and had his Machshavas Pigel for the next set of Hazois. Every set of Hazois, the Gemara here refers to it as four sets, not three sets. Four sets, the 16 that were Bein Abadim, the 16 that were on the Pereiches, the four that were on the four corners in the Mizbeach, and then the seven that were on Tirshal Mizbeach. But the four sets were used with four different animals. Thus, there's no problem, Ma'ay Ba'alma. As if to say the Svar of Ma'ay Ba'alma is when you move from the Bein Abadim to the Heichel. From the Heichel, that's only a problem if I'm using the same dam. That dam that had the Machshavas Pigel, that's my Ma'alma. But if I'm using new dam, over there it's not going to be a problem. Rav said, afilu tema parecha v'sarecha, you don't have to make that akimta, lefkule meratzi. It's true the dam is Ma'alma, but being that it's only Ma'alma because of a Machshavas Pigel, And all we want out of this carbon is for it to be a carbon pickle. We're not looking for it to be a carbon kosher. We know that. We took that off the negotiating table. What we're trying to get is, let it be a kosher, a carbon pickle. Oxymoron. But that's what we want, a kosher, a carbon pickle. For it to be a kosher, a carbon pickle, it's not viewed as maya. It's maya klape any other din. But as it relates to pickle, why should we look at it as maya? The problem with this Gemara is, and Rashi asks the kasha, so when Rashi asks the kasha, you know it's a big kasha, right? Because Rashi's a parsha. Taisvis starts with the Bekiyas. But Rashi just asks if it's Pasha Pshat Tov and you can't even get to the next line. Rashi says, I hear the Havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara, the Havamina, according to Rav Meir, that Ozma Fachna Bechatzi Matar. So if a Kohen would have a Machshev as Pigle while he's doing the Avodah Bein Abadim, Luchura, how could it ever be Karis? V'chayaman all of Karis. In order for there to be Karis, you need to complete the Avodah. Once he had a Machshev as Pigle, there's no way for you to complete the Avodah. Frank, Rashi, every single Pigle is the same exact problem. You did Shechita, Chutz Lizmanoi. In order for it to be Chal Pigle, that there should be a Chi of Karis, you have to do Kabbalah Ilach Hazrika. How could you do Kabbalah Ilach Hazrika? You're doing Zrika, it's Ma'i Ba'alma, once you had a Machshev as Pigle. So Rashi says a Teretz, he's Sosom. Rashi Masechet Zvachim is Meirich a little bit more. Like I said, in the Briska Shiurim, there's a tremendous Arichos. I'll tell you the words. I'm not going to go into this. But there's a Mahalach from Reb Chaim Briska, where Reb Chaim said that it's not a coincidence that the Gemara asked this Kasha in one place in Shas. This Gemara, verbatim, is a Gemara Masechet Zvachim, but it's the same Gemara. And it's both in the context of the Mem Gimel Hazoz. It was in the context of the Avodah that was done on Yom Kippur. Said Reb Chaim, it's true, every single pigle was Ma'i Ba'alma. But when the Kohen does the pigle, you have a Halach of Kalte Mizbeach, Im Olu Lo Yerdu. So the Kedusha of the Mizbeach somehow makes the Dam okay that it should be a Zrika as it relates to Pigle. So you don't have the problem with Karzos, Kosher, Karzos, possible, because at the end of the day, there's a Halach of Imalu Layerdu. But over here, with that Zrika is not being done on the Mizbeach, it's being done Bein Abadim, it's being done on the Pereiches, that's the Kasha. There's no Kolte Mizbeach on the Pereiches. And that was the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara's Kasha was never from the Zrika that was done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Gemara's Kasha was Kimadi Behechol Maya Ba'alma, who the Kamadi. Oh, Dvarim Niflaim. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vaitar, Bom the Shalosh, Biderech Agav. We get a little bit of a breather. So, so the Gemara says, Arbon the Shalosh, Vatanya Arbon the Sheva. 43 Azai Sadiyam Kippur. There's a Bryce and it says, not 43, 47. The Gemara says, like, Kasha, Hokkamanda Omar, Marvin, the Kronos, but Hokkamanda Omar, Eme Arvin, Vatanya. What does that mean? I apologize, but living up to Friday's intro, by the way. No? Yeah, living okay. Up to Friday's intro. But Tanya, Arbon V'sheva, right, says 43. I thought there's a price that it says 47. So the Gemara says, really, there's a machlekes whether they were ma'ariv on Yom Kippur, the Dama Par and the Dama Soir, before the Kohen Gadol did the Hazois on the four carnies of the Karban Chatos or not. Meaning, one Manama says, the Dama Par and the Dama Soir were separate when they did the 16 in Bein Abad. They were separate when the Kohen Gadol did the 16 on the Pereiches. Then when he came to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he mixed them together. So even though you have Dama Par and Dama Sar, it's only 11. If they were in Ma'ariv, it would be 22, because it's 4 and 7. But now they're already together. So the Dama Par and the Dama Sar is all one. But the Israel Ma'ariv that says, Ein Ma'ariv L'Kronos, that it's true for the 7 of the 11, they were Ma'ariv, but for those 4, not. So add another 4. If you have another 4, you have 47. But Frey de Gemara, I have another Manda Amar. But Tanya Abar Mushmaina, 48. Like Asha, Geshmak, Ha, Command Amar Shirayim, Akvin, Ha, Command Amar Shirayim, Loi, Me, Akvin. There's a Manda Amar, it's from Nechemi, of course, a Perik Ashaychit Famayla, who holds that if so, it's Shaychit Shirayim Bachutz, that Loch is Yishayim Karis. According to Rav Nechemia, according to Rab Nechemya, Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akiv, it's an Avaida. So we can count it as one of the Minyan Hazahis. Thus, it's not going to be 43, it's not 47, it's 48. By the way, there could be a Mandam that holds 44 also. Punkt, we don't have that price. But in theory, there could be a Mandam that holds 44. You could hold Ma'arvin Lekronois, and you could hold that Shirayim is Ma'akiv. Right? So you could have 43. You could have 44, you could have 47, you could have 48. Really, it comes down to two shaylas. Ma'arvin L'Kronos or Eimek Arvin L'Kronos, Shirai Ma'akvin or Shirai Moi Me'akvin. So if you thought the Gemara was lumdish up until now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Zok the Gemara, Iva Yiluhu, Pigel Behoi Locha Mahu. What would be if a Kohen is doing the Hoi Locha with a carbon? See, he's being Moilich the Koimetz, he was already Mekadosh, it's in Sveitin Mall, it's in the Klisharis, and he's bringing it to the Mizbeach. And he had a Machsheves Pigel while he was doing that. Is it considered Pigel, or is it not considered Pigel? Now, according to Rameyah that holds Mefaglin Bechatzi Matar, it's certainly going to be Pigel. The Shai was according to the Chachamim that hold Ein Mefaglin Bechatzi Matar. So if the Koin had a Machsheves Pigel while he was being Makter, the Koimetz, but not while he was being Makter, Bavayna, or vice versa, is it Pigel? Then it's not Pigel, because Ein Mefaglin Bechatzi Matar. What about Hilach? The halacha of the koimetz, is that a chatzi matter? Is that not a chatzi matter? Zok the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yechanan, halacha ki kmitza. Halacha is like kmitza. And just like by kmitza, there's no issue of chatzi matter. We spoke at Rashi, Menachis, Daf Yud Alam Aleph, where Rashi says that even though there was a counterpart to the avodas hakmitza, and that was the likut levoina, but being there was no kmitza done with the levoina, one was kmitza, one was likut, kmitza luchud, the likut luchud, so it comes out kmitza is an avodas shleima. So just like if you mechfagel during the avodas hakmitza, it's clear that it's going to be machshavas pigel. Everybody holds that. There's no problem of chatzim matter. Haylochas ke kmitza. Reish lochas, shomer reish lochas, says haylochas ke aktara. No, haylochas viruz aktara, says the Gemara. Bishlem the reish lochish. I understand reish lochish. Ikonami haylochas the levoina. Makes perfect sense. Because the truth is, just like there was haylochas that was done with the Koinitz, there was a lacha that was done with the Levayin as well. So it makes sense to say that it should be, why should Haktoras Koinitz be a chatzi matter any more than Haylachas Koinitz be a chatzi matter? What makes Haktoras Koinitz a chatzi matter? Because there was also a Haktor with the Levayin. Okay, there was also the Kmitza, you're right. One was Kmitza and one was Likud. It's not the same thing. But as it relates to the Haylacha, it's exactly the same thing. So if the Haktoras HaKoymetz is considered a Chatzim Matar, then the Haylachas HaKoymetz should be considered a Chatzim Matar as well. So the Gemara says, starting this Sugya, Muscho Rishon, I understand Reish Lakish. It's Bishleim of the Reish Lakish. I understand. Ikanami Halacha Dlovet, El Rabbi Yechanan, my time. But what's Pshana Rabbi Yechanan? Am I Rava? Kosova Rabbi Yechanan. Listen to this. Kol Avoida She'ena Materes Avoida Chashuva Hilafagla Bifneatz. When is there a Halacha of Ein Mefaglin Bechatzi Matar? And this is going to shake our world as it relates to our understanding of Pigel. When is there a halacha of mefaglim b'chatzim matter, e mefaglim b'chatzim matter? That's if the machsheves Pigel took place while you were doing an avoida, that's matter. So the haktoras hakoimetz, which was matter the shiori amincha, and the haktoras halavoina, which was matter the shiori amincha, each one is viewed as a chatzim matter. That's according to Rabban, it's going to be a problem, e mechatzim matter. But halacha was never a matter. Halacha's not a matter. Halacha is an avoida. But it's not an avodas hamater. Being that it's not a matter, you don't have an issue if you're only mefagel during chatzi of it. Because the ichashivus, the chisorin of a chatzi matter is when it's an avodah hamateres and you're only chatzi matter. But if you're an avodah, you're not a matter. You're an avodah and I'm only a chatzi, there's no chisorin chatzi. Chatzi is a chisorin in matter. Chatzi is not a chisorin in avodah. Unbelievable, love this. So when there's an issue of when you're a matter and you're only a chatzi matter, that's a problem. Hi, I'm a matter, but I'm a chatzi matter, that's a problem. I lose my chashivos. But if I'm an avoider, I'm not a matter and I'm only a chatzi. Chatzi avoider is ganz, as a ganz feiner yachsen. That's not an issue, that's not going to be a problem. So haktara, which is a matter, you have to be a full matter. And if you're a chatzi matter, it's a chisarin. But Halacha, which is never a matter in the first place, the fact that you're a chatzi is not an issue. Amalei Abaya, but Abaya has the kasha. Hari shchitas echad min hakfasin. Davoy de sheinim atirasa. What about the shchita of the two kivsei atzeres, which shchita luchur is also not a matter? Because if halacha is not a matter, why should shchita be a matter? What's the svara that halacha is not a matter? Because you look at the haktara as being the matter. Nothing else is being matter. The haktara is what's being the matter. So luchur, as it relates to the Kivsei Atzeres, it's the Zrika that's being matter, it's nothing else. Not the Shechit either. The problem was completely the time. We learned in our Mishnah, Shachat, that comes back was in the Shechal, the Machik, the Kamanab Zika, the Shechit, the Dramat, the Machar, Mea, Mipik, Vayav, Nov, Kurz, Vacham, Neim, Bekurz, Ayachif, Agam, Bechala, Matar. The Mishnah clearly stated the Machloikis of Mefagla, Mechatzi, Matar, Eim, Mefagla, Mechatzi, Matar, by Shechitas, Hakvasim, which is what? Again, not a matter. Because if the Halacha is not a matter, why is the Shechita matter? You're saying the Haktar is the matter, meaning only the Haktar. There's no reason the halacha should be any less a matter than the shchita. So you see that you can have the halacha of in mefagla b'chatzi matter, even by an avoida, that's not a matter. Amale, so says the Gemara. So Rava told Abaya, mi sabres lechem betanu kodesh. I want to ask you a question. when you bring the Kivsei Atzeres, and now the Shtei Alechem, what gives the Shtei Alechem its Kedusha? You think it's the Tanner? Now the truth is, there's Gemara in the Masechtas Menachos, which brings the Machlokes, is that some hold it is the Tanner. But for this conversation, Rava tells Abaye, you think it's the Tanner? It's not the Tanner. Shchitas Kvasim Mekadshele. It's the Shchita that's Mekadishin. And you ready for the next line? The Habol Mekadesh, Kebala Hatur Domi. Being that the Shchita is Mekadesh the Lechem, even though it's not a matter. But Abolikadesh Kabbalah Hatter Dami. We had to wait until Menachos Daf Tes Zayin to see this Lamedus. Actually had it a little bit on Daf Yudal and Mabez, but we didn't learn that Gemara together because we decided to speak out Raid Friday, if you remember. So instead, we didn't speak out, we didn't learn together. But Abolikadesh Kabbalah Hatter Dami. So that even though really Shchit is not a Mater, but it's a Mekadesh is like a Mater. Thus, the halacha is, if Ein Mefagla Mechatzi Mater, so to Ein Mefagla Mechatzi Mekadesh. That's why you find the concept of the Emefagel b'chatzim matir, even by shchita, but not halacha. Because halacha is not a matir, and halacha is also not a megadish. Masiv Rav Simi by Rashi. Rav Simi Rashi asked another kasha. Achirim, Rav Achirim, say, hikdim mulim la'reilim kosher. Hikdim areilim l'mulim pasach. The context over there is the Karban Pesach. By the Karban Pesach, you find by the Karban Pesach, you find a chiddush that is a machshava that passels a carbon, doesn't passel any other carbon. Ordinarily, when you think of Machshavas HaPoises, you think of Shaloi L'Shma, that's the first mission in Zvachim, and the first mission in Menachos. You think of Machshavas Pigul, Chutzlis Mali, Chutzlis Kaimai. There's another Machshav HaPiselis that's called a Machshava that was had while the Karban Pesach was being brought, that someone that's not supposed to eat the Karban Pesach will eat the Karban Pesach. So for example, an Oral is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. If somebody did Shchitas Karban Pesach, and he had in mind that the one that's going to eat the Karban Pesach is going to be an Oral. He had in mind someone that's not supposed to eat the Karban Pesach. That would be a machshava hapes. No, you only have it by Pesach. Right, exactly. No. The ikur is la'achilo. So what's the halacha? The halacha is if a kohen had a machshava of shaloi l'shom ha'ichlav, it's possible. So this brisa discusses hikdem mulam la'reilo. What if the kohen had in mind both? What if he had a mind that Mulam are going to eat it, someone that's allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, and Arelam are going to eat it, someone that's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach? So it depends, which one did he have first? Hiktim Mulam La Arelam, that's kosher. Hiktim Arelam La Mulam, if first he had a mind Arelam, that it's going to be possible. The Chachamim over there argue, we don't have the Chachamim. The Chachamim say it doesn't matter. If you were Hiktim Mulam La Arelam, or Arelam La Mulam, it's always going to be kosher. What's the Machlaikis? V'kai Malon, b'chatzi mata pligi. Machlokes is mefaglim b'chatzim matir, im mefaglim b'chatzim matir. In other words, the case was where the machshava was had during the shechita, and the koyein or the zar that was doing the shechita had in mind one while he shechted one of the two simanim, and he had the other one while he shechted the other of the two simanim. Rameir holds acherim is Rameir lishitasi mefaglim b'chatzim matir. So once you are mefagel l'shem areilim, once you had that machshava of l'shem areilim, that's enough to make the carbon puzzle. So you can't just have him. It's not pigle over here, but you can't just have him machshava b'yiselas during one of the two simanim because it's technically chatzimater. Being that it's technically chatzimater, it's a problem. But what's the kasha? Shchita is not a matter, and over here you don't have the breads to say kol abola kadosh kabola hater dami. So why is there a shaila between a mayor and the chacham? You still in tzun machleis remain the chacham to the case of shechting the carbon pesach shloim l'shem meichlov shchita. It's not a matter, and it's not mekadosh. It's not a matter because you're telling me now a new chiddush, something I didn't know until this daf, that I know only this rika is mekadosh. And now you're telling me another chiddush that, okay, shchita, even though it's not matter, but it's a bala kadosh. This shchita is not bala kadosh. Amalim yisavr is dam b'tzavr behema kadosh, dam sakim kadosh. It says the Gemara. What's mekadosh to dam? It's not that savra behema that's mekadosh to dam. It's the shchita. It means every shchita is mekadosh. It's not only the shchita of the kivsei atzeres. Even an ordinary shchita, memeil the same lamdas. Vabola kadosh, kabala hatu dami. Bottom line is we have a machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. If a kohen had a machshavas pigul while he was doing the halacha, the kohen it's not while he was doing the halacha the levoina. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is it's going to be pigul. Because even though the Rabbanan hold Ein Mefagel B'chatzi Matir, Halacha is not looked at as a Chatzi Matir. What do you mean? There's two Halachas. There's the Halacha of the Koimis, there's the Halacha of the Levain. Says Rabbi Yechanan, a major lamedus. The only time you say Mefagel B'chatzi Matir or Ein Mefagel B'chatzi Matir, that's if it's a matter. So if it's a matter and you only were Mefagel during Chatzi of it, there's an issue. But if the Avodah was never a matter in the first place, then it's not a problem. A noisif tige chiddush, bala kaddish is gebala hatu dami. But it doesn't matter. Halach is not a matter, and it's not a makaddish either. So if you don't have the chisorin of chatzi, being that it is an avodah, it's enough to say machshav is pegur. Shlokish says no. Rekish Lokish says I don't hear this lumbus. At the end of the day, to me, halachas koymet is a half is a halba maisa because there's also halachas levoina. Just like haktaris koymet is a halba maisa because there's still haktaris levoina, and just like the chachamim it's a befurish and mishnah after zayin and aleph say the halacha v'im afagel b'chatzim matam b'chatz haktaris koymet is haktaris levoina. Same is going to be true as it relates to halacha. Says the gemara toshma, bring you a raya from the brisa that we said on amad aleph. But medvar mamurim, the brisa said that when did the chachamim hold that this pigo b'kmitza ubematan kli ubehiluch? Those were the examples. Fake the gemara, my love hiluch hiluch taktar. It sounds like you're taking the klishar is bringing it to the mizbeach. It's a mefurisha brisa that, like Rabbi Yochanan, it's a kashan rish lakish. It's mefurish that the chachamim hold that there's no problem with chatzim matim when it comes to hiluch. But the Gemara says, look, hiluch the matin kli. We mean a different hiluch. We mean taking the koimetz and putting it into the klisharis. And over there, it's pashit, says the Gemara. Even Rish Lakish is going to agree that it's not a chatzim matim because you don't have the counterpart by levoina because levoina never went into a klisharis. It went into the original klisharis, but not into the second klisharis. Only the koimetz went into the second klisharis, thus it's not a chatzim matim. But the Gemara says, ihachi, then in the seder hadvarim, what comes first? The halacha or the matan kli? Ihachi b'matan kli or b'hiluch, b'hiluch b'matan kli b'boyle. Because the halacha is putting it into the matan kli. What's the seder? K'mitza, matan kli hiluch. It sounds like it's the hiluch that happened after the matan kli, not the other way around. So the Gemara says, holy kasha, t'ni ihachi, flip it around. You could, it's not the end of the world. But the Gemara asks another kasha. When is the machleikus the brisa said? Baloi laktara, not baloi laktara. The machleikus started earlier. Baloi lahoylocha mi bayale. The Gemara says also holy kasha. Kimin lahoylocha tzarech aktari kar leaktar. Brisa just means baloi laktara. He's coming to do the aktar. We don't mean the physical aktara. He's coming to initiate the aktar. He's going to take the klisharis. He's going to bring it to the mizbeach so that he can do baloi laktara. Is a much more general term. It could include it in hoylocha as well. But the Gemara says, but it says elo nosan es akoymitz b'shtika. Why we talk, that's clearly talking about not baloi lahaktara. I'm up to the haktara part of the avodah. He's physically doing the haktara. He should have said hoylich. And on that, the Gemara says, kasha, exhale. So before we go vaita, if we have time to go vaita, we'll see just a few ha'aris. So really, this is a super lumbish daf. And really, the raid on this daf, I mean, the daf itself is the raid, number one. And number two, the raid is beyond the scope of what we do, but just just a few maramekoymos as it relates to the sugi. The first thing is we just have to point out one lumbus. It came out from this Gemara that we know that the Dalet Avodas really wore two hats. They accomplished two things. Shchita Kabbalah Hilacha Zrika as it relates to Zvachim, and the Kmitza Matan Kli Hilacha and Aktar as it relates to Mincha. Number one, they were Meratza. They created the Ritzoy. If somebody had to bring a carbon, he had to bring a Mincha, these Dalet Avodas were Ma'akiv. Everything else is Shiari Mitzvah. But these were the Avodas that were Ma'akiv. In addition, these Dalet Avodas were Matirim. What does it mean they were Matirim? They were Matur Basa Lachila, Emurim Legvaya, the Shiari Mincha Lachila. They had the ability to be Matur. I think until now, most people would have thought that all Dalet Avodas were Matirim. Just like the Shechita is an Avodah that's Ma'akiv Kapara, it's also an Avodah HaMateris. Kabbalah is an Avodah that's Ma'akiv Kapara, it's also an Avodah Materis. Hoylach Hazrika. The same is true for the Dalet Avodas in the Mincha. This Sugya, and again, we saw it briefly on Daf Yadala, but this is the Ikar Maramachim. You see it here again. You see it not that way. Because what you see here is that really only the Zrika is considered the Matir when it comes to the Zevach, and only the Kmitza is considered the Matir. I'm sorry, only the Aktar is considered the Matir when it comes to the Mincha. Now, as it relates to halacha, we have a right to view shchita as a matter because of this lamdis kalabala kadesh kabbalah hatudami. But it's just meaning in halacha you can look at it as a matter, but it's not really the matter. What's matter is the zrika by a zevach, and what's matter is the aktara when it comes to a mincha. The reason this is a game changer from a lamdis standpoint is because we always speak out that the chashivas of the dalet avodas as it relates to pigel is not the fact that they're dalet avodas hama'akvis kapara, it's the fact that they're matirim, and that's why you always find the word matter. Whenever you talk about pigel, pigel's synonymous with matter. Ein mefaglim b'chatzi matter. Ad sheyikrivu kol matirov. You find the idea of Zrika Deloy Sharia Basalai Mefaglo. So you're always talking about matter, 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 matter. Because the chashivos of the Avoida as it relates to Machshavas Pigel is the fact that you are Machashav and Avoida Samater. Problem is, now that you tell me only the Zrika is the matter, only the Aktar is the matter, is what's going on. How can you be Mefaglo Bashash Shchit? Okay, so Shchit, you'll tell me, Bala Kadesh Kabbalah Hatadog. But how can you be Mefaglo Bashash Kabbalah? How can you be Mefaglo Bashash Lilacha? What about Kmitza? What about putting it in the Klisharis? What about the Hilacha?
So you have to work this out. So I discussed this with my brother, Mo, Moshe, who just spent the last 2 years learning the sugyas, Givaldic. And he told me the nusach that they say in yeshiva is that it's true. The chashivos of Shechita Kabbalah, Halacha and Zrika is the fact, Shechita Kabbalah and Zrika are not matirim. But at the same time, listen to this, their avoida is in the matter. Because the avoida that's matter is Zrika. But the cheftza that's matter is the dan, right? There's always the gavra and the cheftza. Right? This is like Wonders 101. So there's cheftza and gavra. The cheftza that's matter is the dan. The gavra that's matter, or the avoida that's matter, is the avoida sazrika. But that's partial, that the dan is the cheftza that's matter. When you do shechita kabbalah ilocha, you're doing avoida in the dan. You're doing avoida in the cheftza that's matter. That's the Tanai. The Tanai is bedvarim hamevil de achila kosim medaber. That's lashon haGemara. Is you have to be doing an avoida in a matter. You don't have to be doing the avoida that's actually matter, but you have to be doing avoida in the dover that is matter. Now, rather the dover is matter when you do this rika, and I'm not doing this rika now, but it's still the matter. So it's an avoida in matter. This is the way Azoy Zog in the London. We'll take the word for it. Either way, that's the first aura. The second aura is, so we have a machlokes remain of chachamim. Mefagul bechatzi matter, im mefagul bechatzi matter. And we had a few applications to it. Number one, if you were mefagel during the Akhtaras HaKoyim, it's not during the Akhtaras Lavoina. During one of the two Kifsei Atzeres, during one of the two Haktaros of the Bezichei Lavoina, and then we had it with regards to the Chatois HaPnimiyos, the Mem Gimel HaZois, and we had the Parkoy Mashiach and the Parhelm Davishal Tzibet that the Gemara mentioned very briefly as well. According to Rameyer, there's an idea of mefaglim b'chatzi mater. According to the Chachamim, ain't mefaglim b'chatzi mater. It's just one ha'ara as it relates to understanding Shittas Rameyer a little bit better, and one ha'ara as it relates to understanding Shittas Chachamim a little bit better. Again, this is Pashup Shah. As it relates to Rameyer, there's a very important Gemara. I forgot to bring the Gemara with me. Vachim, it's right here. There's a very important Gemara that's tucked away at the end of Masechet Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Aman Aleph. We learned this Gemara together in Perika Sheichet Vahamailo. And that is the Gemara Kler Zashaiva, where there's an Avoida that's made up of two parts. For example, let's take the Chatoyis HaPnimiyos. So it's made up of different Hazois. Each Hazah Kishala Atzmoy. How do you look at each individual Hazah? So you have to do four hazois in order to get your kapara for the chatois haprimiyos. If you do one, did you do anything? Did anything happen? Shnei bezichei lavoina. You were makter one of the bezichei lavoina. Did anything happen? Or do you say that, no, nothing happens until you do everything. It's an all or nothing. So if you makter both bezichei lavoina, now all the lechem aponim is going to be mutter. But if you were makter only one of the two bezichei lavoina, you're not going to have anything. Or maybe no. Maybe there's an idea, tainus the Gemara, that when you makter one of the two bezichei lavoina, some of the lechem aponim is mutter, or something happens. When you makter the other of the bezichei lavoina, the rest of it takes place. The Gemara's lashon is, Boy Rab Yitzchak Nafcha, Koimetz Mao Sheyakter Kinegde Bishirayim, Mishra Shari, Oy Kalushay Miklash. The Gemara's case, ironically, is by a mincha. When you makter the koimetz and not the lavoina, will you matter some of the shirayim? Or will you not matter some of the shirayim? And the Gemara comes out in that sugya, what we need right now is that according to Rab Meir, that holds mefaglu b'chatzi mater, you have to say that when you're makter the koimetz, you're being matter half of the shirayim. When you makter the bezichel of one of the bezichel levoina, you're matter half of the lechem aponim. When you do this rikas, you're matter some of the basar. Because if you're going to tell me that when you're makter the koimetz without the levoina, nothing happened, it's all or nothing, then there's no way you can hold mefaglu b'chatzi mater. Meaning, the chisoid of Rameir's shita, that mefaglu b'chatzi mater, is predicated on a fundamental understanding of what the chatzi mater does. According to Rameir, chatzi mater actually does something. It accomplishes chatzi, which is a very big chiddush. But that's what the Gemara says. No other way to understand Shitas Rameir. The Gemara says Rameir's shita is predicated on that understanding that chatz, it's not an all or nothing. It's not pshat. If I'm makta the koimitz and the levaino, all the shirayim is mutter. But if I'm only makta the koimitz and I'm the levaino, then nothing is mutter. It's not the way it works. That would be all or nothing. I mean, I have to do everything about it. No, the way it works is you makta the koimitz, you have 50%. You makta the other, you got 50%. And by the way, 50% in half of the shirayim becomes, now I don't know which half, yesh breira, ein breira, so you have to work out all the lumpness. But the bottom line is, halacha l'maisa, half of the shirayim right now is going to be mutter. That's a fact. Because Rameir Shita of Mefagla B'chatzi Mater is predicated on him holding that a chatzi something. Meaning if Rameir would agree that nothing happens when you do chatzi, I'm just halfway home, but really nothing happened yet,
then Rav Meir wouldn't hold of a shita mefagel b'chatzi matir. The reason Rav Meir holds mefagel b'chatzi matir because he holds that a chatzi is something very important. Gemara, le'yeser bir. Take a look at zvachim daf kuf yud amar aleph. Again, just the Ma'ar Mokum as it relates to Rav Meir, as it relates to the Chachamim. Toisus v'sech the zvachim daf mem aleph amim beis makes the deal. Toisus says that's mavur throughout Shas that, and our mission is one of the rayas that even though the Chachamim hold aim of Fagel b'chatzi matir, it's only with regards to the chi of karis. Right? What was the Chachamim's lashon in our Mishnah? But it's very clear that as it relates to the psul pigel, even on a chatzi matter, there's still going to be a psul. So the chachamim sheet of eimav agam chatzi matter only manifests itself as it relates to the karas. But psul, yeah, it's definitely a machsheves pigel. Taisa is not sure why. Taisa says that lechura, if the yisoid of the chachamim sheet is eimav agam chatzi matter, and like we just explained, based on that gemara, shekav amaylo, they hold it's all or nothing. So I didn't do anything. So if I didn't do anything, so lechura I was mefagel during nothing. So if I was mefagel during nothing, then why is it even possible? Why is it only karis? Why is it only aimed by karis? It shouldn't even be possible at all. And Taisa is a very big chiddush. Taisa is not possible with the raisa. Taisa is only possible with the rabbanon. It's a gzeira. It's only possible machmazera. And Taisa says my makar is the gemara and daf yudal on the base where the gemara says that the reason the chachamim hold pigel bekoimetz v'loy b'levoina it's possible. Right, the Gemara said, Rabbi Yossi, Gazad, Chachamim Gazad. That was the Gemara in Daf Yudalam Beis. The Gemara said, because the Rabbanu were geyser koimetz of an ordinary mincha, atu koimetz the minchas chayte, where there is no levoina. So you see, it's based all on a gzeir. What's the gzeir? Atu koimetz the minchas chayte. So where there's no levoina, where there is, it's not a chatzim matter. But the point is, it's only a Rabbanu, it's based on a gzeir. Tais asks, Akasha, we don't have to go through that whole Taisis, but just one ha'ara, and that is Rameh Simcha in Ursa Meach, Hilchas Psuli Amikdash and Perik Tezayin says, Taisis proved that even though the chomo aim of fagel b'chatzi matter is only with regards to the chiv kars, but it's still going to be possible. And Tosis says it's a gzeir, and he had a raya from a gemara menachas daf yudal amid beis. Rameh Simcha says I agree, but says Rameh Simcha, I'm going to tell you what the gzeir was. You know what the gzeir was? Says Rameh Simcha, yesh lachker. What would be if a koyin had a machshava shaloi b'shma during a chatzi matter? So the koyin is doing the aktaras hakoymetz, and he had a machshava shaloi b'shma. The koyin is doing the shchita of one of the kivsei atzeres. And he had a machshava of shaloi l'shma. Would it be a problem or would it not be a problem? Do you say, just like ein mefaglin b'chatzi matter, ein mechashvin shaloi l'shma b'chatzi matter? L'chura. Oh, yesh leimar, no. Maybe there's a nafkamina between pigel and shaloi l'shma. Says Rameh Simcha, I'm going to tell you a chiddush noira, but it's 100% emes. And that is the chachamim sheet of ein mefaglin b'chatzi matter is only by pigel. But you don't have the halach of ein mefaglin b'chatzi matter b'shaloi l'shma. What's the svara? What's the svara? You're holding cheshbin, it's gavaldi. Because it's mavu in the Gemara that the whole chisaron of chatzi matter is only when we're dealing with a matter. When I need the chashivas of avodas hamater and I only have half of it, then there's a problem of chatzi matter. But when I don't need matter, what I need is avoda, there's no problem of chatzi avoda. That's why Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you had a machsheves pigel, while you were doing the halach of the koimetz, even though you didn't have the same machsheves pigel while you were doing the halach of the levoina, that halacha is it's going to be pilgul. I am mefaglin b'chatzi matir, and halacha the koymet is only a halba maisa, because you have halacha of the levoina. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? How did Rav explain Rabbi Yochanan? Because halacha is not a matir. When I'm a matir, there's a chesaron of chatzi matir. But when I'm not a matir, there's no chesaron of chatzi matir. A chatzi avoid there's no issues with. It's chatzi matir that's a problem. So halacha is anyways not a matir, so there's no chesaron of chatzi matir. Says Rameh Simcha, the only time there's an issue of chatzi is when you need the chashivas of matter. Al zeh nemar ein mefaglin b'chatzi matter. Because a chatzi matter is a davar chaser. It's a problem. It's not enough to have machshavas pigel. By pigel, says Rameh Simcha, the ganze pigel dreitz a charum matter, like we always speak out. Atchi yikruvu kolam atirim, bedvarim hamivien lidei achila kasa medab. Zerika del shayu basar, loy mefaglin. It's always matter. So there is aloch, vei mefaglin b'chatzi matter. If I'm a chatzi matter, I'm not a matter. How am I going to have a machshavas pigel? But shaloy lishma is not totally a matter. Mandach or shmei, whoever related matter to shaloy l'shma. Shaloi l'shma is totally an avoda. So even a zrika or a k'taras ha-koymet, where I have a machshav and a chatzi, there's no reason in the world that a chatzi avoda, it's a gemara menachas, daf tezayin amibes, that a chatzi avoda is just as chashav as a ganz avoda. It's just the chatzi matter that's a chasar, but chatzi avoda not. So by pigle, where I have to come on to matter, there's a chasar and a chatzi. But by shaloi l'shma, where I don't have to come on to matter, over there, there's going to be no chasar. So Tosfos said that the side of the shittas chachamim throughout Shas, that whole possible Emi Karis is related to a gzeira. You want to know what the gzeira is? You know what the gzeira is? The gzeira is Atu Shaloi L'shma. Because these are the machshavas ha-poisos that was the ganze zvachim menachem drein zecharum. So you have a pigul, you have a shloi lishma. If there's a name of fagel, if there's a problem of shloi lishma by a chatzi, then it makes sense. You should make a gzera, even though aim of fagel and a chatzi matter that there should be a problem of a machshavas shloi lishma when it comes to a chatzi as well. Says a reis simcha. If that's the case, why did the gemara menachem staf yudalim amid beis have to say that the chachamim said? By why didn't they say atu shalei lishma? Says because that's the first mishnah menachis. Kol haminachis shenim shalei lishma ksheim chutz min minchas chayte minchas kanois. Every mincha that has levaina, there is no shalei lishma. So memelit, it had to be atu minchas chayte. There was no option of shalei lishma. But let's say you're bringing a zevach like a chatos, a regular chatos, where there's a concept of chatzim mater over there, it makes perfect sense to say atu chatos b'shalei lishma. It's going to be possible either way. Dvar in the flam. You can take a look at Ramei Simcha. It reads very, very beautifully. Hilchas Psuli Hamikdashim Perek Tezayin, and we'll stop there.